Hangout with Heather is brought to you in partnership with Sorbet Dunkeld and David Gilson Hair, because you all deserve to look your very best.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather. Hangout with Heather on Niche Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you on Niche Radio. On a slightly overcast-ish day here in Joburg, but I have no doubt it is going to get super hot a little bit later because summer has hit us with full force. And I'm actually going to be talking a little bit later about how to make sure that you sleep properly during summer with all the heat and how to sort of combat that. So that's something I'm going to be chatting about a little bit later. But let's get right into all the cool things that are on the go in and around Joburg, because that's what I'm all about. So I went through this Sunday to the opening performance of Pinocchio, the pantomime. I love the pantomime, and it was, of course, absolutely superb. This is my third year going, third year in a row, and coincidentally this year Janice Honeyman is celebrating her 30th anniversary of putting together the pantomime. So congrats, Janice, a job well done, and a really amazing congrats to the cast as well. Pinocchio, played by Kanye Norkwe, Toby Cronier, who I interviewed last week, who plays Geppetto, Chimende, who plays Pussy Galore, and a whole host of other absolutely amazing actors, Andre Schwartz, Garth Collins, all of them amazing in their roles. And it was a rollicking performance from start to finish. At one point, they're on a boat in the middle of the ocean and this giant octopus pops out and like sinks the boat. The sets were amazing. The dancing was great. I really, really enjoyed it. Guys, keep in mind, it is a pantomime. It is aimed at kids, because often when I say I've really enjoyed a show, then people go through and they're like, oh, but it was like blah, blah, blah. It is a kids show. The entertainment is for kids. However, a lot of the jokes are very adult. And of course, as per usual at the pantomime, there's a lot of political references, tongue in cheek, which are very up to date and current with what's happening. So do keep an ear peeled for those. They are really funny. If you have kids, or whether you don't have kids, I really had an absolute blast. And I highly recommend going through to see Pinocchio, which is now on at the Joburg Theatre. I think it's on until the 30th of December, so you've got a little while. But do make sure that you book your tickets, because I know they did sell out last year. Something cool that's coming up next weekend is the Hyde Park Corner Boutique Christmas Market. This is the second year that it's taking place, and you want to make sure that you have got this in your diary. So it'll be taking place in the Park House of Events on 7, which is that huge events venue up on the roof, and they'll be using a bit of the roof as well. And the theme this year is Xmas Shaken and Stirred, and is designed to inspire shoppers with unique products from their vendors. So there'll be food, there'll be drink, you can have a deli lunch, you can bring your friends, you can have something to drink and have something to eat, and it's going to be absolutely, absolutely loads of fun. That is taking place at Hyde Park Shopping Centre on the 25th and 26th of November. So that is next week, Saturday and Sunday. It is open from 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. on Saturday, and on Sunday it's open from 9 a.m. until sundown. Well, what's that? I don't know, like half past six. Loads of lifestyle products to purchase, and just a fun Christmas market and day out. If you want to get more info, you can head on over to their Facebook page, so facebook.com/boutiquechristmasmarket, or you can book your tickets on Quicket.com. So that looks like fun. I'm definitely popping in to do some pre-Christmas shopping, because I hate a Christmas rush. Another date you need to make sure you've got in your diary also next week, Saturday the 25th of November, or next weekend, should I say, the Gauteng Sansui Summer Cup, which is set to be the social highlight of the year, and it is taking place at the historic Turfentine Racecourse in the south of Joburg. It is our province's oldest and largest race, but it's also the finale of the year for the horse racing calendar. This is your excuse to put on a fascinator, put on a beautiful dress, and come through and just have some absolute fun, bet on the horses if that's your thing. Not really my thing, but there's also loads to do for the kids as well. There's kiddies entertainment, there's a fun fair, there's loads of food, drinks, music, and basically it's loads of fun. So I'm really looking forward to that. That is Saturday, the 25th of November at 11 a.m. Or gates open at 11 a.m., should I say. And the venue is at Turfentine Racecourse, which is at 14 Turf Club Street in Turfentine. General access tickets are R75, which gives you access to the racecourse as well as a voucher to the value of R25. And kids pay R20. There are also a variety of hospitality packages available. Head on over to my website, heatherhook.com, and you'll just need to search in the search bar for the Sansui Summer Cup post, and all your details will be there. So I will see you there next weekend as well. I've got a busy weekend next weekend. Something else that's also coming up next weekend is the beautiful Nyrox Sculpture Park is going to be paying tribute to Bob Dylan with their Subterranean Songbook, which is going to be taking place at Nyrox Sculpture Park again, Saturday the 25th of November. And they are going to be focusing on their own renderings of Bob Dylan, both popular and obscure, with additional instrumentation, which includes violin, harmonica, bass, tambourine, and Tubatsi Maloy's ethereal flute. Of course, Epic Food will be on sale, courtesy of the Epicurean Emporium, as always. And there will be a variety of traders from food markets, as well as some well-established Jersey restaurateurs who will be plying their trade as well. Gates open at 10. The first act goes on at 11. And it is R340 per person online, or R360 at the gate, subject to availability. So if they're sold out online, there will not be tickets available at the gate. Kids under 12 pay half price, and infants 2 and under enter free of charge. No food, drinks, or pets through the gate, you know, because in case you wanted to bring your pet gerbil along, not allowed. And audience numbers are limited. So that is Subterranean Songbook, a tribute to Bob Dylan, taking place Saturday, 25th of November at the absolutely stunning Nyrox Sculpture Park. Head on over to acousticsnow.org for more information. Heading your way, 29th and 30th of November and the 1st and 2nd of December at the Goliath Comedy Club, the one in Braam, however, Robbie Collins. I'm quite excited to see the show. He's performing his one-man comedy show, which is called Son of Carol. And if you enjoy a good laugh, you want to make sure that you head on over to see this show. He has done a number of one-hit, wonders, let's just say. He's done a variety of one-man shows that have been amazing hits, and he's enjoyed sold-out status in Cape Town, Durban, Pietermaritzburg, and Nelspruit. And this show, Son of Carol, is a hilarious introspection of a young man who's finding his place in this world and finding the funny in all the crazy situations that a young comedian could possibly encounter. This looks like an absolute, absolute blast. Robbie has been the only comedian who's opened for Trevor Noah on all of his one-man shows. So Day Walker in 2010, Nationwide in 2014, and Payback the Funny this year, 2017. So, well, I mean, this is Robbie is somebody to see. And we are going to be interviewing him next week, so do stay tuned. It promises to be funny. Yes. So this is going to be a great show. Make sure you've got your tickets. Tickets are R100 per person. Son of Carol is the show. Robbie Collins is the comedian. Tickets can be purchased online at goliathcomedyclub.com or at the door. And as I said, the show dates are the 29th and 30th of November at 8 p.m. and the 1st and 2nd of December at 8 p.m. Do not miss Son of Carol with Robbie Collins. So those of you who are a little bit older, like me, may know an Italian actor by the name of Raoul Bova. Raoul played opposite Diane Lane in Under the Tuscan Sun. He was her heartthrob love interest in the movie. And it kind of gave him more of a springboard into international films, and the international public got to see him more, as he had been acting in predominantly Italian films up until then. He's 46 years old, amazing man, and I got to meet him quite by chance. Last week, he was out in Johannesburg for the Johannesburg Italian Film Festival, which actually took place last weekend. So unfortunately, I wasn't able to share that on the show because this happened following last week's show. However, I did get to chat to Raoul and find out a whole bunch of cool things about how he wound up in acting, because he used to be a swimmer, and who his favorite co-stars have been thus far. And it was an absolutely amazing, amazing chat with a fantastic actor. So I'm going to share a little bit of that with you now.
Probably my big sadness of losing a European championship because I was doing, I mean, the last competition that cost for me the prize.
The title.
So I was very upset, and all the energy and the time spent on swimming pool, on training, for me was very, very bad. So I decided to find something else and not to be all the time in the swimming pool, because I was like six hours a day.
Wow.
Yeah. So I needed to find something else, and my sister told me, why don't you go for a commercial and a sea, and you gain some money so you can put the gasoline in your
motorcycle, which would help, yeah.
and pay the pizza or the dinner for your girlfriend.
Yeah.
And so I started like this, and I met, fortunately, a director was looking for a series. The two brothers, the rower,
and
in that moment my sadness and
passion and your
the passion, you know, against the situation, it was the same of the character of the series. So I was very lucky in that moment.
And you
very
got it.
Very sad, but very lucky. And I got the yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, and the rest is history.
The rest is, it's not history. I mean, I think that I liked the acting, and I try to find a way to improve my acting. I went to actor studios in Los Angeles, New York, a lot of seminarios. And but the greatest thing is to arrive to act as your first movie after you have learned all the thing that you have to learn, but you have to come back home to the first film as acting,
to learn all those things and
to forget it. Because it's
every role you're learning something new, right? So
no, what I mean is sometimes you are better as acting in your first movie.
Yes. Oh, all right. So you just did it, and it was fine. And then the second time they were like, don't forget this.
Yeah.
And
but when you study, I say no. Oh, okay, no, I have to see this line in this way, and take the light
and do
this. And your face is not the same. Sometimes when you do nothing, you do better.
Yeah. No, sometimes it's a good thing.
But the great thing is to study and to come back as life. You know, sometimes we go too far.
As long as you know to come back, that's the most important thing. What is the most challenging role you've played thus far?
San Francisco de Assisi.
Okay. Why?
Because it was in a moment where I lost my faith, and I was looking for this role a lot, and the producer was convinced to do it. And San Francisco gave me again the way to believe in God.
That's good.
In a different way.
In the way you weren't expecting.
Yeah. And I did my personal journey as an actor and as a man.
Hmm. Okay. Who has been your most favorite co-star? I know. It's probably very difficult to choose.
I think I've had a lot of fun with Sarah Jessica Parker and Diane Lane.
Yes.
I mean, they were such a great partner, because I used to be the man that make, stay.
Yes.
Nice gentleman,
yes.
Trying to feel that your co-star, good. But in that way, I was so excited and so, how I have to do? I mean, I was like very, I don't know, timid.
Yeah.
In front of them.
Because they were like.
And they were like, oh, Raul, yeah, come here. And then they were very nice. They were very. We had a lot of fun, and they are such a great person.
Fun's important.
Yeah.
What is the most challenging thing about your job? Is it traveling so much? Is it being away from home? What is the most difficult thing?
To be aware of things and look and see what's going on around you. I mean, it happens sometimes when you are in a party and you see, you know, the people, how they look, how they eat, how they walk, how they move their hands, how they everything.
You just,
and then there is a story inside of every person, and sometimes you look inside and you see, what is this story?
You'd be interested
to
know.
What they have inside? What happened to them until that point?
That makes them that person.
Yeah.
And you're always wondering that.
Yeah, no, I like because there's always. I think that your body and your eyes. There is a story, and to see and to look, and that's something that an actor. Challenge a lot.
Okay. Last question. J.I. or Jeff, what is the one film of yours that people have to see? If they're going to see one film at Jeff, what should they see? Your best one.
I think Facing Window
you speak Italian, eh?
It's very, it's a little bit dramatic, deep as a movie, and there is another one that is a comedy. So there are two movies, about Facing Window, I think.
That's the one.
Really great getting to chat to Raul, and yeah, that was definitely a. I've done a lot of bucket list items this year. That was a bucket list item, I must say. And what a humble, sweet guy. And yeah, I had an absolutely great chat with him. So do keep an eye out for Raul Bova. He launched two Italian films here, Facing Windows, as you heard, and another film. So definitely do keep an eye out for those. And if you love foreign films, then this is definitely for you. So yeah, keep an eye and an ear out for Raul Bova. Heading our way and opening this weekend, much, much, much excitement. Finally, after months of waiting, Rock of Ages is opening at Goldreef City at the Lyric Theatre. It's opening this Friday, the 17th of November, and is running until Sunday, the 10th of December. And my friend Andrew Webster is donning a wig and playing the role of Stacey Jacks, and I'm really excited to see him on the stage. So I'm heading through on Saturday to go and check this out, and this is said to be the biggest, wildest, most unforgettable party. In fact, this actually makes an ideal year-end function. So if you're looking for something fun to do, some drinks and dinner and a show with your team, you do want to see Rock of Ages. So it has spent 6 years on the Broadway circuit. Some of you may well remember the movie starring Tom Cruise. It was absolutely fantastic. I love it. And I love all the songs. I'm an 80s baby. So all those songs really resonate with me. And I know all the words. I'm one of those sad people that like sings along and gets up and dances, you know. So it's going to be loads and loads of fun. It is on, as I said, at the Lyric. Shows on Monday to Friday at 8 p.m., Saturdays and Sundays at 3 p.m., and again at 8 p.m. And there are a variety of corporate hospitality and group packages available via goldreefcity.co.za. So cast includes, wow, besides my friend Andrew Webster, Josh Ainslie, who was The Voice SA Season 2 runner-up, Claire Taylor, Zach Hendricks, Craig Urbani, Natasha Funamova. Yeah, it's set to be fantastic. So I'm heading through there on Saturday. So do stay tuned because I'll be reviewing it a little bit later on next week's show. However, if you would like to win a set of tickets to come and join me worth 300 Rand for the set, then make sure that you enter. You need to head on over to heatherhook.com. You need to click on the competitions tab. You need to click on the win with Rock of Ages tickets worth 300 Rand. And then you need to comment at the bottom and let me know why you need to see the show. So, like, you're the biggest 80s fan, you love local talent, whatever the reason is. And then you could be joining me on Saturday night with your own. So, oh, I've got two sets of tickets to give away. So, two lucky winners will be bringing a partner and heading through to the 8 p.m. performance on Saturday, the 18th of November. Yay, I'm looking forward. So, make sure to enter. I need to close this competition first thing tomorrow morning. So, get your entries in. Now, summer is here, okay? And let's be honest, it is hot, all right? We had that sort of cold snap thing in September and people were like wearing boots and jerseys. Summer has officially arrived, thank goodness. I love summer, but it is hot. And especially after a long day running around and at events, etc., I actually just really want to get home and be in a cool space. And studies have actually shown that if you are trying to sleep in a room that's too hot, you don't sleep properly, you toss and turn, and even if you do sleep, it's not a proper deep sleep and restorative sleep that your body needs. And I'm on a bit of a mission at the moment to look after my body and make sure that I'm getting enough sleep so that I can perform at my peak. It's been a busy year. We are on the final stretch to Christmas, but it is now event silly season, so I'm literally running all over the show. So I was quite interested to read this article, and I thought I'd share it with you, about how temperatures that are too low or too high in the bedroom can lead to restlessness and also affect the quality of your rapid eye movement or REM sleep, which is where all your brain activity and restoration, etc., happens. So head on over. I'm not going to bang on for too long. Head on over to heatherhook.com and click on my Sleep in the Cool and Awake Refreshed article and just have a little bit of a read there. And then also you'll be able to see Samsung, who's sent me the article. I've also got some epic home conditioner, air conditioners as well that are available, and they're wall units, they're standing units, they're really funky, they blend in. I'm actually honest, this is probably the first summer that I'm going to need to go and purchase an air conditioning unit. The fan is just not cutting the mustard anymore. And yeah, so it was actually really interesting to read this article. So do go check that out. That's on my website, heatherhook.com. New restaurant, new-ish restaurant. Of course, I like to be leader of the pack, but sometimes my diary is too jam-packed. So I missed the official opening of Arez Cafe, but I did head through there last week for an amazing Lebanese dining experience. Wow. If you love Lebanese food, and I'm talking all your little hummuses and your little tapas bites and your little vine leaves, etc., do make sure to check out Arez Cafe. They are located in Sandton. They are in the Morning View Shopping Center, which is on South Road. The view is absolutely phenomenal at night. It kind of looks like you're on the Durban beachfront. I don't know how that's possible in Joburg, but it's possible. There's like palm trees and then there's like lights and it kind of looks like the sea in the distance. So you know what? Just have a glass of wine and close one eye and you'll be fine. So Arez Cafe opened about 2 months ago. As I said, amazing view. The service is impeccable and the food was absolutely amazing. So this is Lebanese food made by real Lebanese people. And when they say homemade, they literally mean homemade. They either make everything in the kitchen or it is made in the owner's mom's kitchen, who she's a Leb. And the pride and care that go into everything from the food to the decor and the small touches was absolutely fantastic. They also have a fully stocked Hubbly Bubbly bar. Yay. So I got this giant Hubbly Bubbly, which is about almost as tall as I was, which stood next to my seat, and I got a puff on it throughout the evening. They came and replaced the coal a couple of times so that I could choose the tobacco flavor, and it really was a Lebanese dining experience. I also got a chat to the owners, which was absolutely fantastic, and I got to sample so many things. Oh my goodness, I absolutely loved the fattoush salad, as well as the hummus with mince. There was grapevine leaf rolls and cabbage rolls, falafels, the most amazing little pies. I could go on and on. I mean, I literally had an entire tasting menu all to myself, and then I rolled home and rolled into bed, and I wound off my meal with some amazing Lebanese coffee, like brewed on the coals, hot, thick. It was really, really good. So while I was there, I chatted to the owner, Brett Ford, to find out a little bit more about how the restaurant came about and what people can expect. You've heard my experience, but a little bit more about who they cater to as well. So have a little listen as I chat to the owner, Brett Ford.
How long has Arez been open?
2 months.
Okay, exactly.
Almost. It opened on the... Yeah, actually, exactly 2 months.
Exactly today. 2 months.
7th of September.
You guys are packed, which is good. You obviously have a good local clientele. What can people expect when they come through?
To be here for a while.
Okay.
It's not a place to turn... Not turning to it. Yeah, you're sitting, you're relaxing.
You're hanging out,
you're having a hot tea, you're having a drink. Food comes out quickly, but it's meant to take a while. A lot of people also like to work on stages.
Yes.
I agree with. So if you're looking for a night out, quality food, very different experience for a lot of people. I think this is the place to go to.
What is your favorite dish on the menu?
I don't know, it changes.
What is it currently?
Currently I'd say it's the patouche salad. Which is basically just a chopped up lettuce salad, tomato, cucumber, spring onions, radish. They use a vinegar, lemon, and garlic sauce. And take bread, cut it, and they fry it. Anything fried on top of salad is good.
Yes, because it's healthy.
So healthy.
We know about being healthy.
So healthy.
And you guys are closed on Mondays, but you open Tuesday through Sunday, right?
Tuesday through Sunday. Kitchen opens 12 o'clock each day. So this is a lunch and dinner place.
Yeah.
Kitchen closes at 10 in the evening. But the restaurant closes when the last person leaves.
And how can people get a hold of you? So website, phone, whatever?
So our website is www.rscafe.com. Also find us on social media. So RS Cafe on Facebook and on Instagram, Twitter. And then they can either contact me on my cell phone or on the shop's line. Okay? My cell phone is 073-793-2957. And the shop's number.
Please hold while we get the shop's number. You know, you've just given like your number to like a whole bunch of people in Joburg.
Okay, I don't mind. I've got it already.
On speed dial.
011-883-3611.
So if you are looking for somewhere to go and have a delicious homemade Lebanese food, this is the place for you. And I promise you will not run out of food to eat. They feed you extremely well. I was very happy and I'm going to be going back very, very soon. So thanks to Brett for taking the time to chat to us as well. That is it pretty much from me for today. It has been an amazing show as always. And I am going to be back with you next week, Tuesday. Do not forget to enter the Rock of Ages competition on my website, heatherhook.com. Click on the competitions tab. You know what to do. I need to close that tomorrow morning. So get that done. And there'll be loads more giveaways coming up as we get closer and closer to Christmas. And of course, I will keep you updated with all the coolest things to do in and around Joburg. If you are on social media and you'd like to interact with me, I love my social media. I am on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. I'm on Facebook as well, facebook.com/HeatherLHook. And I'm on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. You've got the website. I think I've said that enough. And I'm heading out to go and have an absolutely amazing day. I wish you the same. And I will be back with you next week. Lots of love. Keep well. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.